For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I like to think of myself as an ideas man.
Yes.
Now, sometimes I have been called out that I am an ideas man, but it's just someone had the idea first and I just wasn't aware of certain things.
Okay, right.
And I go, this would be a great idea. And someone's like, that is a great idea. Not by you, by someone that thought of this 10 plus years ago. I am hopeful that what I'm about to say is an original. It's Ooh. A Tim special. Tim TM.
Do you feel like it could be a $1 million idea?
$100,000 idea.
All right, cool.
Tops. So this morning I had a dentist appointment. Now, I love my dentist, been going there for a couple of years. There was a period of maybe 9 years where I didn't go to the dentist. And it was a dark time. Dark time.
I mean, it's one of those appointments that I don't feel like is regularly in the calendar.
Yeah, 100%. And what is something about the dentist that you don't like, that you think most people don't like?
How much it costs.
Yeah, that is. I did remember that when I paid at the end. And they'll go, that's why I don't do it every 6 months. I do it every year and a half. Mm. That's how often I go to see the dentist now.
I would say that would be the big one. All those stretchy things they put in your mouth and okay. You're all wide open. It's awful.
Right. So for me, it's the sound of the drilling equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty chill with most things. Just the
such a cool guy.
Like that sound. I initially got the sound to play, but I didn't think it was a Friday vibe to play a dentist drill sound. Now, I know that some dentists they're very fancy. They have like TVs on the roof. They've got all this stuff. Have you ever been to a dentist that's had that?
Yeah.
Well, la-dee-da.
It's pretty nice, pretty flash.
Okay. I think that dentists need to pivot away from television screens and they need to pivot to heavier music, because you can drown out the sound of a drill if you're blasting like metal or rock. And like, they need to turn it up though. I'm not talking about headphones, because like when you've got those inner ears, you can still feel everything. I need the room to become just like totally numb to sound.
Okay.
So just think about this. Like, say you're in a dentist, you're like squeezing your hand because that drill is doing everything that it's doing, but this is just ripping. Don't you think it would be easier to not hear the drill, Davo? It's hard to communicate when the music's so loud.
Absolutely. Okay, I really like this idea, and I do think that we could use this idea and tag along with one that is already sort of existing.
Okay, what are you thinking?
So big things at the moment, big trend online, are coffee raves. Now stay with me. Coffee raves.
Okay.
Going to a cafe in the morning, having coffee and listening to dancey music.
You do love dancey music. Is this something that you would find yourself at?
I have been to one.
What was it like?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was drinking coffee and having a dance. I don't mind. They also have one in Melbourne this weekend, a matcha rave.
So what is matcha? It's green, right?
It's like tea and milk and stuff.
All right.
I think we could do a dentist rave.
Okay.
So while you're getting your teeth done, you've got music playing, you've got distracting lights.
Oh, not Metallica level. Are you thinking?
No.
Oh, you want? Oh, sorry.
We could do we could go. I mean, it's our journey, babe. So we could do whatever
we're writing
we want.
Our own story. But I think, yeah, like turn it into Lammy's on a Saturday night, like pitch black, lights. You get to pick whatever music it is. It's like a karaoke bar, but it's the dentist.
Mate, if you're lucky, the green whistle too, anyway.
Oh, I would break my thumb to use the green whistle just on the dentist. I shouldn't say
Happy
that.
Friday.
Yeah. I think I might have to take... You shouldn't break your own thumb to use the green whistle. It's a very serious pain relief.
All right.
I have to say it. Trust me. I know.
Tim and Davo.
And Davo, we are trying to get you back out on the dating apps. You've been asking for help this week.
I have not. I would like to make that very clear. There have been no asking for help. You have insisted.
I have inserted myself. You're back on Hinge, but you're not ready to launch the profile. There was a few things that you were unsure if you were... if they were what you wanted to be putting out there. The audio message was the one we spent a lot of time on this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a voice prompt on there from a friend that I was trying to flirt up a storm with, and apparently I was terrible. Yep. He did a review of me.
After 3 days of trying, you finally settled that you were fine with this audio message.
Fine is a key word here,
being
fine.
On your Hinge profile. Let's have a listen.
Hi, my name's Sim, and I am doing Davo's Hinge audio for her because she's way too chill to record it for herself. Is the deal. She's genuinely one of the most fun, bubbly people you're going to meet. She loves trying new things, and she's kind of a friend who will drag you along for an adventure, but somehow make it the best day ever. Now, the only thing you need to know is she has a soft spot for Robert Irwin. So if you can wrestle a croc, or at least look good holding a koala, you've got a decent chance here, and you don't have to be 21. That's just a recommendation. Anyway, give Davo a red hot crack.
So that's going to be on your Hinge profile, Davo. What do we have left to do before we set you live this weekend?
Okay, so I've chosen out some photos for my profile. I'm just going to show you them here. Do you think they're okay?
They've been looking great. Honestly, you showed me some earlier. They're all recent photos, so it's not like you're catfishing anyone. That's always huge.
Which is concerning because I am very photogenic, so I don't want to disappoint anyone.
You are very photogenic.
Thank you.
You have a natural smile.
Anyway,
it's a real thing I've said.
And then there's some other things that I need to write on there. Some prompts about, you know, how I spend my Sundays, which I can probably figure out myself. Yep. But then there's also like some fun polls you can do. So you can do a personality poll, like, you know, what do you prefer out of this, this and this? Whereas I think I want to do something with music. Music's important to me.
You're a radio announcer. Mm-hmm. You know, we live, breathe the music and that big hit energy here at Carrick. Can you do that in your own time?
Yeah. I feel like I want to do like find out someone's real personality by asking them their favorite Creed song.
Honestly, that'll weed off. If you see someone voting for a Creed song you don't like, you'd say, maybe I don't want to speak to this person. Well, there's a few options.
Yeah.
So we could go with Higher. I mean, that's always a solid choice. I think you could put that in the poll.
A great track.
You could also go with something like With Arms Wide Open. I feel like that really sends a message that you're welcoming.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, with arms wide open, let's try this thing.
Yeah.
Or you could go with, like, honestly, probably this is the one. If they vote for this one, you know that they're not a tosser. If they don't vote for One Last Breath, they're not worth your time.
I think that's a great way to weed the men from the boys.
100%. And as we found out this week, Robert Irwin is no longer a boy. He is a man.
That's right.
And
it's okay.
You are looking for a man. We are heading out after the show this afternoon. We're going to go grab a drink, have a catch up. Would you be willing to set it active while we're out at the pub, the Savo?
Well, look, we'll have a beer responsibly.
Of course.
Maybe two or three.
Of course.
And then we can make the decision.
It's totally going live. I am going to get you married by the end of the 12
months.
Too
much commitment. No, settle down.
This is going to be excellent fun.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, you kind of worked me up, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was feeling flat yesterday because I realised during halfway through the show I forgot to move my car out of the Westfield car park. Normally if I do that, I can move it just before the show starts and I go and park it in a 2 or 3 hour zone. That gets me to the end of the day only having to pay sometimes if I'm too lazy to, like, you know, walk 20 minutes. Like $5 or $7.
Yeah.
And I can cop that twice a week. I can cop that.
Of course.
Yesterday when a $35... thing came up on the screen when I was leaving the car park, I went, oh, I don't think I'll ever recover.
No, absolutely not. That is the biggest waste of money.
It's a huge waste. And I understand it's a privilege to have a car park in the CBD here on Moorabool Street. But that's too much money.
Way too much money. I understand.
Very much money.
You put your money in the bin. And we are talking about biggest waste of money.
Yep.
And I just got myself really revved up thinking about insurance.
Insurance does suck.
I get that it's important, obviously. There are reasons why. But I hate that you are paying someone money for then if something goes wrong, they're going to help you. But first, you're going to pay them more money.
Yeah. So do you think, like, for car insurance in particular, because say if you pay car insurance, would you pay an extra $5 a week or a month, even if it was you're the fault of the accident? That means whenever the accident happens, you go, well, I've paid the money, fix it.
Yeah.
Sort it out.
That should be the way it works. It doesn't though, is it?
And like, I have this theory where with health insurance, I'm currently raw dogging it, where I don't have health insurance.
Neither, obviously.
And in my brain, I go, I'll put that money aside. So when I do have any health concerns, I'll have that money to use that for. No. I don't have that money.
No,
it's I haven't been putting that money aside.
Yeah, it's not good.
But don't listen to us. If health insurance, obviously, if it's right for you and the proviso.
No, and all great people, obviously. Anyone that's involved in K-Rock, yep. We love them.
Absolutely. We wanted to hit the phones with what you think is the biggest waste of money. Anna from Armstrong Creek, what do you think is a big old waste of money?
Hey, I think pretty much fines when you, well, I know we shouldn't be speeding, but especially the cameras, like the red lights and stuff.
Well, but Anna, you shouldn't be running red lights.
Definitely not running red lights.
No, I get that. But like sometimes it's like, yeah, it just gets you with you're on the amber and really you're doing your best, but it gets you.
You are doing your best,
Anna's
Anna.
Just a girl out there trying her best.
I'm not sure I fully agree with the speeding or the red light ones. It's the parking fines.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the one where I go, but I tried. We're all trying and it's too much money to risk not paying for a parking spot. It's like a $110 fine.
Can I tell you what's even worse than that is when you get a parking fine and then you don't pay it and then it doubles and triples and triples. I had a parking fine in Darwin, $330.
Oh.
I mean, that's to do with myself and
yeah, I know.
Not getting
you're
myself
the problem.
Together. But I get that. But still,
but the issue,
waste.
It's rude. It's unnecessary. Anna, I will ask you to reflect upon the speeding fines and the red light fines. But I think we all
But agree. I'm doing my best.
She's you doing are. Her best. Tim, she's doing her best. Come on.
Come on, Tim.
Come on, Tim.
I legally cannot side with you, Anna, but I can agree that you're doing
your health insurance. How about that? I got health insurance.
Get it, girl.
You are doing your best, but you can always do better.
It's Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Oh, cheeky Baz. He is in trouble yet again.
Bailey Smith.
Yes.
Cats player.
Yep.
Headline maker.
God, what? He's a naughty boy.
Yeah, it feels predatory when you say it like that. You are definitely interested in Bailey Smith. He's a beautiful man.
I think the world is interested in Bailey Smith. Sorry, I got nervous.
In drooling me. I mean, sorry.
Keeping it cool, Davo.
No, he is back in the headlines after that pesky Instagram story of his has got him in strife yet again.
So he wasn't listening to your advice earlier this week of just get a close friends section and put it all out there. The rest of the world doesn't have to see it, but like a select few people that you trust who aren't going to leak it, maybe send it to them.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, like I said, didn't follow that advice and last night got into a bit of strife. So, look, AFL journalist Mark Robinson, Robbo, he came out with a scathing review of Bailey Smith's Mad Monday picks, and it was particularly in relating to Carolyn Wilson.
Essentially, Max Holmes, another Cats player, went dressed as Caroline Wilson. Now, he's gone dressed as different footy reporters the last couple of Mad Mondays.
Important to note.
So he's not upset with him, but he's upset because Bailey Smith made a comment on an Instagram story saying that this was the best that Caroline Wilson had ever looked when it was Max Holmes.
Yeah, well, Robbo's review of him was scathing, to say the least. Went very AM radio, this is outrageous, et cetera, et cetera.
That's how he was feeling.
Yeah, well, look, gorgeous Baz has popped a story saying up, Slobbo, you are one naughty boy, with a picture of Robbo.
Like unbuttoning a shirt. I don't know if it's AI, but it's something.
Yeah.
It's definitely something, Davo.
And then he secondly put another photo up with this YouTube video of Sam Newman talking rubbish about Carolyn Wilson as well.
That's bad. Baz, what are you doing, mate?
Sam Newman's not the man you want to align yourself with, especially not, I mean, since
Happy to say that out loud on this commercial radio station. You should not be aligning yourself with Sam Newman.
I don't think anyone has since 1993. Do you know what I'm
saying?
Like,
why are you going, oh, well, you know, if Sam can do it, why can't I stay away from Sam Newman?
Well, look, Geelong officials have come out and said they will be having a chat to Baz about his social media usage yet again.
Do you think you could do an impression of someone senior at the Cats sitting down? Like, say they go to Bailey's place in Belbray. They sit down. All they need to say is Bailey, like to kind of start the conversation.
Yep.
How are you saying that word Bailey? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bailey, mate.
Mate.
Yeah.
See, I think it's more Bailey.
Ooh, a bit more disappointed.
Because it's got to come from a senior place and it's like, because you can't be like, Bailey.
Yeah. I mean, I had a smile on when I said it, didn't I?
You can't bite your lip at the end of it, Damo. Bailey. You know?
Didn't do it like that. And
Bazzy
I
boy.
Well, naughty, naughty boy. That's all I've got for this one.
Would you call him a bad boy?
For sure. Would you? Yeah, you would.
Yeah. He can say what it... No, you can't. Right. No.
It's a Friday afternoon.
It is.
It's showing it is. That. Let's get out of here.
That's fair.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.